See here, it looks like we have some smart people. Somebody told me that it was a special day today, but I can't remember what it is. Can anybody tell me? There's only one person that can tell me what day it is today. Any other people can tell me what day it is today? Way back there in the corner, I see hands, and I see hands every once in a while around here. Okay, it's Sunday, right? That's the special day, right? Okay, way back in the corner, but you have to really yell it out. What day is it today?
Father's Day!
All right. That's right, it's Father's Day. Does anybody in here have a father? Raise your hand if you have a father. I don't know what's going on here. There's some. Can anybody tell me what's special about fathers? Ah, now the hands go down. Can anybody tell me what is special about their father? And only nice stuff today. Does anybody want to share what's special about their father?
He teaches you new
things.
What?
He teaches you new things. He teaches? New things. Yes, fathers teach us new things. They teach us about life. They teach us how to love each other. Is that more than mothers, or or do mothers teach us more about love? But they teach us about love. Anyone else? I see a hand over here. You're going to have to speak up because I can't hear. What? Nothing is impossible for your father. Oh, for her. Oh, he taught you that? He taught you everything is possible. Awesome. Anything else? He helps you with basketball practice. Anything other than special about your dads that you'd like to share? He protects the family. Is that what you were going to say? He teaches you honor and loyalty. Awesome. Awesome. Anyone else like to share? John, I think you're just stretching your arm out, right? He teaches us to honor and love God. Wonderful.
He teaches us how to be a father.
How to be a father. A father, sure. It's our father who teaches us how to be a father. And hopefully we have good fathers that will teach us how to be good fathers. Have you ever wondered why we call God Father? Don't we say, Our Father who art in heaven? And we say God the Father, and we make distinction between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God the Father. Why do you think we call him Father? Because really, God is genderless. Okay? But we call him Father. Why do you think we call him Father? KB, welcome home. Why do you think we call him? You can answer if you like. Wonderful. He not only has he created us, but he has a relationship with us. And our Father is always nice. Our Father is always smiling and saying, "Oh, what a nice job you're doing." What do fathers have to do sometimes? Discipline. Fathers have to discipline, because this is, someone said, they are teachers. And as fathers, we have to be teachers. And in order to teach right from wrong, we have to discipline sometimes to emphasize that what is you're doing is not right. So the Father has an important part in our lives. But the Father also in heaven is the same and has some of those same characteristics. He taught us how to love. He teaches us responsibility. He teaches us right from wrong. He instructs us what to do and what not to do to have a good life. But most importantly, the Father in heaven doesn't want to lose us. He wants us to be with him all the time. And he has brought salvation into the world so that we never have to be separated from him. We can be united to him throughout eternity because he is our Father and because we are his children. It is a very important relationship that we have with God. It's not the same relationship that we have with brothers and sisters. It's not the same relationship that we have with friends. It's not the same relationship we have with husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends. It is a different relationship. The Father is a different relationship. And just as we should show our fathers respect, at least one day a year you show us respect, he says we must always show God respect. We must always bow at his feet. We must always thank him. Thanking is something that's important that we have to do, especially on Father's Day. Isn't that something that everybody can do today, is thank their fathers? And if their fathers have already gone to be with the Lord, we can still thank them in prayer. We can still thank them. So today should be a day of honoring our fathers, honoring, as we always do every day, our Father in heaven, giving thanks to our fathers, and giving thanks especially to our Father who is in heaven. We give our Lord God Father that respect and that honor because we look to him for all things. We look to him to provide for us. We look to him to give us the strength and to tell us that nothing is impossible if you put your mind to it. It's that we look towards the fathers, and it's that we ask and we give them thanks. So today, as you go through your day and as you're doing nice things for your father, or hanging around while your father, while he does nice things for you, Or maybe he's going to be cooking on the grill for you. Today is the day that you should go to your father and give him a big, big, extra big hug. As my grandson says, the best hug in the world. And say thank you. And fall on your knees today sometime. And every day we should. And give thanks to our Father who is in heaven. So happy Father's Day today. And happy thanks to all of the fathers here today. And God bless you all.